WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. As police continue investigating and memorials are held for the dead, Thousand Oaks, California is the latest community in America to come to grips with a mass shooting. The mother of one victim says she doesn't want prayers or thoughts, but for Congress to pass gun control so no one else has a child that doesn't come home. A day after the massacre, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy banned the sale, distribution, and possession of ghost guns. State gun control czar Bill Kastner says they're called ghost guns because you can buy them anonymously online.
No background check, no precautions. It's really the Wild West of firearms.
He says New Jersey has among the strongest gun violence prevention laws in the nation. And not coincidentally, we have among the lowest per capita gun violence death rates in the nation. The legislature has begun its investigation of the Murphy administration hiring practices. Formally adopting the rules and procedures, Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg says it won't be a fishing expedition. The goals are clear: policies and procedures for vetting state job candidates and the handling of sexual misconduct cases.
We will use this opportunity to bring an end to the types of abuse and misconduct that have plagued society for much too long.
Outside lawyers hired to assist the legislature will now request documents from the Murphy administration. Katie Brennan, who alleges she was sexually assaulted by a Murphy staffer who was hired and kept on the payroll despite her warnings, will testify next before the committee. With less than 2 weeks to go before Thanksgiving, it is looking less and less likely New Jersey will legalize recreational marijuana before the end of the year.
State Senate President Steve Sweeney, who must sign off on any legal weed deal before it's put up for a vote, says everybody wants a piece of the action when it comes to creating a marijuana industry, but he will not agree to a pot tax of more than 12%.
That's as high as I'll go. The towns want 5%. You know, it's not, no. We're not doing that.
So how does Governor Murphy feel about Sweeney's line in the sand?
I'm not sure where the Senate president gets that particular number. I don't begrudge him that, by the way. I just have not married myself to a number.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It is going to be debated for some time how much of a blue wave really washed over the nation after last Tuesday's elections. While Democrats have gained control of the House, the GOP increased its hold on the Senate and won most of the contested governor's races. In New Jersey, Election Day saw almost a tsunami wipe out the entire Republican congressional delegation, and the GOP lost many key county and local races. Voters also approved the only statewide ballot issue up for consideration, saddling future New Jersey generations with even more crushing debt. The school bond issue passed, giving Democrats the power to borrow another $500 million for as yet undefined school projects. It would seem politics at all levels has degenerated. In Dover, Morris County, Mayor James Dodd screams the C word and the P word, both derogatory towards women, at fellow Democrat Carolyn Blackman as she and a colleague were driving. Dodd later saying he saw the other man stealing campaign literature. Blackman and the driver in the video, Fernando Barrios, say they were terrified of the language, felt unsafe in their own town. And the mayor, he says, needs anger management. This voting at the polls stuff, so last century, a Rutgers philosopher proposes a new form of government where lawmakers aren't elected, but chosen through a lottery, and all adults have a shot.
It would get people from all walks of life, so it wouldn't just be, you know, rich lawyers and bankers and, you know, people who went to Harvard Law or whatever.
Alex Guerrero says the lottery system would do away with false campaign promises and wealthy special interests. If you were chosen, he says, they couldn't force you to serve. We're still monitoring that measles outbreak in Lakewood as health officials confirm at least 6 cases and more people are awaiting test results. A local gym and at least one restaurant has now banned anybody without a measles vaccine. Jersey pharmacists and pharmacist interns may soon be allowed to expand the number of vaccinations they can administer. State Senator Pat Dignan says the measure would also allow pharmacists to give children age 10 and older a flu shot with their parents' permission.
I was in a pharmacy where a mom was there with 2 kids, one of which was 13 and one of which was 11, and she could only get the the flu shot for the one that was 13.
He says the measure could be approved by the end of the year, saving time and money and making preventative medicine more accessible. The Food and Drug Administration has banned the retail sale of flavored e-cigarettes in response to data showing young people are using them at an alarming rate. One FDA commissioner has decried an epidemic of youth vaping. The ban does not apply to open-tank vaping systems that use separate e-liquids. New Jersey drivers love a fight, and we are among the most likely in the nation to challenge a parking ticket. Unfortunately, we're also among the most likely to lose that fight.
Attorney David Polsky in Totowa says he's seen judges throw out parking tickets, but that is a rarity. You must somehow have proof that your vehicle was not in violation at the time the summons was issued.
But if that's not the case and you're looking to get out in a loophole or technicality, it's not going to work.
The I never saw the ticket excuse isn't valid, he adds. And even if a cop recorded incorrect details about your vehicle on the ticket, in New Jersey, it can simply be amended. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And here's a fact we bet you didn't know when you woke up this weekend. Bugs fart, and apparently it's a good thing. At the Union and Essex County Wastewater Treatment Plant, they use bugs to digest fat, oil, and grease to clean the water. A byproduct of this? Bug farts. They're mostly methane gas, which is captured and refined into natural gas, which is used to make electricity, and a new report shows that saved taxpayers $2 million in energy costs last year. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news, New Jersey's first news at 5. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy. Hey there, welcome to the weekend. I'm New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And I'm Trafficologist Bob Williams. Welcome to the weekend, your weekend traffic and weather outlook for November 9th to the 11th. Dan, looks like it's going to be a good weekend to rake up some leaves.
We've got lots of leaves on the ground. I know my lawn is a mess, ready for the rake, the blower. New Jersey Transit, the big story this week, of course, we learned about oily leaf residue and how trains can actually slide around because of all the leaves.
Slippery rails because of the leaves on the tracks and all over the place. So weather's going to be pretty good to get rid of some of those this weekend,
It's going to feel like fall, and that means we are cooling down big time over the weekend. Might even feel like winter by the time we get into next week. Lots of sunshine and dry weather ahead. That's good news. But we'll continue a brisk wind that'll kick up with the rain Friday night. Now, Saturday looks dry, but the wind will continue. Gusts to 35 or even 40 miles an hour. That's carrying in the colder air. Highs on Saturday only in the upper 40s. And then Sunday is like the bottom of the barrel here. Mid-40s. That's all you get. Probably a freeze in the morning. Again, the bright sunshine will be nice. Lighter winds on Sunday, too. So it'll look nice. Yeah. But you'll definitely want to bundle up, maybe a little bit more. I think these could be the coldest days we've seen since April, since the springtime.
Make sure you bundle up going to these football games this weekend, too. We got a couple of good ones. Rutgers will host number 4-ranked Michigan on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. kickoff at Piscataway at High Point Solution Stadium. Expect delays along Route 18, River Road, and other roads. The Jets take on the equally competitive Buffalo Bills on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff at MetLife Stadium. Expect plenty of traffic before and after the game on the Turnpike at Route 3 and surrounding roads near the stadium. And heads up, there's a new traffic pattern at Ewing on Route 29 right by 295 near the Scudder Falls Bridge. It's a new roundabout, one of those circle things, so it could be a little bit confusing. And finally, a reminder that the Route 206 construction work continues for the next week or so at the Princeton-Montgomery line for bridge repair, local detours, and a truck detour, which involves Route 31.
So, lots of mess around Mercer County, if that's where you're going to be. Watch out for the rain Friday night, and watch out for that wind on Saturday. But otherwise, enjoy the sunshine. Soak it up.
Yep.
So, I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And trafficologist Bob Williams here.
Have yourself a great weekend. Don't forget traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5 and always notifications on our free mobile app.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.